Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Betsy. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Matt. Oh, what's on my mind? My mind is going all different kind of places. First off, on the news yesterday, our own legislatures are trying to do the things that they're doing in Florida and Texas. So they're all following suit. And, you know, I really think this is something that we're never going to get out of, unfortunately. However, we cannot allow the anti-vaxxers to not get the right information that they need in order to have that so-called herd immunity. Oh, my own daughter, thank God, is getting her daughter vaccinated today. But yet the friends that she hangs around with, they don't, they're not going to get the vaccination. And it's just like, I don't understand this at all. We have so many people that aren't being informed properly. And then we have, and I have to say, the Republicans are the ones that are obstructing any kind of recovery at all. And it has, I mean, Trump, he weaponized it from the very beginning for whatever reason that, you know, it's just stupidity.
Right.
They're going to have to get tough. They're going to say your kid can't come to school and unless, you know, mask up. I mean, we're just going to have to get tough. This is just enough of this stuff. It's just go forward, go back, and we just, new variants, and we'll now a new booster. You know, I understand that, you know, this virus is mutating all the time and that a booster is probably in order. But I don't know. I really think we just have to just lay it down. I just don't know any other way. Mandate everything.
Yeah, I agree with you. And let me tell you two things, Betsy, and two observations can make some very good points. One of them is, you know, we in effect get a booster for flu. Every year I get a flu shot. Every year I get a flu shot. They always recommend it. And why do you have to get one every year? Partially because the flu changes every year. That's because it mutates too. Everything mutates if it can get away with it. And it can get away with it. It's not that it does it on purpose. It doesn't have a little brain that says, okay, now it's time to mutate. It's simply random. You know, you've seen these things with these furry spikes and balls and all that about the virus, you know, the artist's reconstruction. Well, one of them won't have fur on the spikes. Another one will have half a spike. The other one will have double the number of spikes. And the question is, at what point does the vaccine work against it? So every year, I suspect we're going to have, and I've heard some scientists say this, we're going to have boosters every year for the next 10 years until somehow this is put to bed. But the two questions I pose, and you answered it well, and I agree with it, but I'm going to elaborate on it quickly. You have a class of 20 children, and it's early grade school, so Zoom is ridiculous. I mean, having first grade Zoom is, you know, basically if you have a loving parent who's sitting there next to you and walking you through it, great. But a lot of kids, you know, they're single moms with three or four kids. Maybe they have a job in a restaurant somewhere, and the older ones supervise the younger one. This happens all the time, especially in Milwaukee. And so, you know, what do you do? Did they get educated in second grade? I've had some people say to me, I think everybody should repeat the grade. Everybody repeat the grade because it was not a satisfactory education. Let's put that aside for a second. What I will also say, though, is this. You have a class of 20 people. 18 of them come masked. 20, you know, 7, 8-year-old kids. Two of them, the parents won't let them be masked. What do? You care about those kids. Do they show up with no mask and the other kids go, oh, you know, they're special and, you know, why do I have to wear a mask? Or do you simply say, I'm sorry to the parents, they're going to get Zoomed. They will get Zoomed. That ain't great. That ain't great. That's half a loaf. It's not good. I understand that. But one of the things driving this, Betsy, and you were saying that your daughter, that you had her vaccinated, and she has a friend who they won't let her get vaccinated, and probably the parents aren't vaccinated. You know, my theory, and I'll tell you this right now, if this were polio, and if you didn't get vaccinated, you could end up in an iron lung or in a wheelchair the rest of your life. I think people would line up with pistols to force themselves to the front of the line to be vaccinated. And if this were the plague, the bubonic plague back in the Middle Ages, where you had sores on your face and people would shout unclean, unclean as you walked down the street, and it defaced you visually and over your body, they would fight to get the vaccine. What's going on with this vaccine is it seems silent. A lot of people have symptoms and they're mild, a lot of them. Some have no symptoms, some die, some can't breathe. And I've had friends who've died of COPD, you know, chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder and things like that. Not being able to breathe at the very end is the most horrible, painful death you can imagine, that you can imagine. And so people are willing to play Russian roulette. They go, well, I won't get it. And if I get it, I'll be asymptomatic. And if I'm not asymptomatic, I'll have a cold and a fever and stay in bed for a little bit. And if they have to take a week off of work, I'm cool. I won't get vaccinated. And am I going to end up on a ventilator? Am I going to end up dead? Well, statistically, you know, it's probably 5 chances in 100, 10 chances in 100. That's cool. No, that is not cool. You start looking at statistics, and that kind of a statistic, playing Russian roulette, it's like having a revolver with 100 barrels, and you spin it and 10 of them have bullets in them. And then you pull it. Are you going to pull the trigger against your head? Are you really going to do that? Yeah, you probably won't click on the barrel that has a bullet in it, but there's a very high chance you will. Anyway, the other thing is, whatever happened to personal responsibility? Republicans talked about that all the time, but the people that stand for it are the Democratic Party. With rights come obligations. With the right to vote and be a free citizen can come the obligation to serve in the military. You have to serve on a jury. You're required to. With rights come obligations. You have a right to your own body, of course. You have a right not to take a vaccine, but with that come obligations. If you're a hermit in a hut in Alaska somewhere, right, great, okay. Grow your own food, shoot an occasional moose, that kind of thing, and fry up the meat, you know, that's what you want to do. But if you live in society, you have an obligation not to spread a communicable disease to other people. And what they're doing in Florida now, in Texas now, Florida, the governor down there, DeSantis, really bad news, puts in an executive order saying that parents can disobey school district mandates for masks, and he can withhold the pay of school district administrators that want masks. Withhold the pay. What is this? They have a surge in pediatric COVID cases. They're running out of ICU beds. I'm talking about kids here. I'm talking about kids who are vulnerable and legally can't get the vaccine. And this is what this guy's doing to him. Abbott's doing something similar in Texas. This is weaponized, as Betsy said, is weaponized by Trump. Trump is a sly dog. He snuck in and he got himself vaccinated in January. He's not a fool. He's not stupid. He got himself vaccinated. He did it on the sly. And now there are people down in Missouri, believe it or not, it's a brilliant program. You can get vaccinated in secret so your neighbors don't find out in the right-wing neighborhood you live in. Isn't that sad? Sneak in, sunglasses and a hat and a raincoat, and they'll vaccinate you, and you sneak out and say you've never been vaccinated. Pathetic. Pathetic. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789.